I've used Big Fatty as a sleep aid before as well.
Oh, so, you have?
Yeah.
Alrighty, so.
And also, too.
And therefore, and such as?
I threw our Big Fatty calendar magnets away today because it's not 2009 anymore.
Yeah, and we're supposed to have 2010 ones, I believe.
But we don't.
Oh!
You said 2010!
2010! Fuck me!
I hate that. Now I feel stupid because I always tell other people, stop saying it.
You did it yourself.
Oh, God damn it. Not beeping it out.
Look at you.
Beeping it out.
You'll live.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fuck me.
I hate that. Now I feel stupid.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 531 of the BFO for Monday, the 15th. I say the 15th of February 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, we have got a super duper special episode of The Gaze. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, the horror weekend is over. And Big Fatty, I got to tell you, Big Fatty is very, very, very tired. But, y'all, it was very successful. Everyone seemed to have a good time. And we will talk more about that as we welcome our special guest to today's episode of The Gaze. Well, hi, everyone. I have a very special guest here in the Auxiliary Fat Cave.
Oh, the horror.
The horror, that's correct. And, y'all, it is none other than the one and only Mr. Michael Brandon. He has lowered himself to be on the BFO.
Fuck was that?
That's the train.
Jesus Christ.
Right. Say hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Okay, y'all, if you don't know who the fuck Michael Brandon is, shame on you. We can... I know that folks like Joe in Dallas.
What's up, Joe?
Yeah, Joe in Dallas is a follower of yours. And I've got folks like Trucker Alex who just love you. And
How did Trucker Alex get Trucker Alex?
Right, huh?
How the hell did Trucker Alex get Trucker Alex? Is he a trucker? Does he do truck stops?
No, he does. Well, he does those too. And by the way, y'all, it is 100 degrees here in the Auxiliary Fat Cave, and my plan has worked because Michael Brandon has started taking his clothes off, and now he is undoing his pants, y'all. So
damn it.
there may be as those of you who follow him on the Twitty, there may be a bathroom chronicle right here beside Big Fatty's computer.
How did you get Big Fatty? How? Or do they already know that? I don't know.
They know that.
I don't.
Well,
I just learned about Big Fatty.
Well, right. But, let's don't talk about Big Fatty. Let's talk about Michael Brandon. Because that's why
I always turn it around.
I know you do. So he doesn't want to talk about Michael Brandon. So, all right, Michael, just start off telling folks, in case they don't know who you are or anything, tell folks who you are.
I am the Keeper of Monster.
Right. And...
which is a full-time fucking job.
Right, and for those of you who don't know who
Monster is my 10x6.5-inch personality.
Personality, right.
Yes.
Bigger
than life.
Right.
Gets his own email, gets his own tweets.
I didn't know that.
Gets his own text messages.
I did not know that.
It was just my birthday on Tuesday, and he got more birthday wishes than I did.
I'm not surprised, because y'all, Monster is, I will admit, he is quite the personality. So, anyway.
I am in the adult entertainment industry. Right. I have been entertaining adults for 22 years.
Has it really been that long?
1988.
Jesus.
Do the math.
That's 22 years.
Do the math. Ranger Nick was my very first movie.
Ranger Nick. And yep. Tell us what Ranger Nick was about.
Ranger Nick was about a ranger watching over his campground and all the shenanigans that went on.
Were you Ranger Nick?
I wasn't.
Oh, were you?
I was just a newbie. That was a starring role. I didn't get no starring roles.
Okay.
I had to buy a company in order to get the starring roles.
I see. I see. So, and y'all, Michael has been coming to our horror group's events for we're not quite sure, 7 or 8 years,
at
something
least.
Like that.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and we, you know, we still scratch our heads going, why the fuck would Michael Brandon come to our horror events? But y'all, the first, and I'm going to tell the story.
Okay? I knew you would.
Okay.
Wait, let me get my cell phone.
Exactly. Y'all, the first time Michael Brandon came to the Horror Hotel here in Augusta, he, and by the way, he's checking his twitties right now, okay?
So,
right, it's his brother. Brother! And anyway, he's here. Was that like your first trip to the South?
It was.
Okay. And so, y'all, he's walking around the Horror Hotel, and he's got his towel wrapped around him and got his shirt off and just strutting around, and he's got his cell phone clipped to his towel. And I walked up to him, and I said, Hollywood, let me tell you something. And I did.
I know you. I remember.
Hollywood, let me tell you something. Take off that damn cell phone and turn it off and don't. And he had asked me, is there a gym on property? Is there a gym? I said, don't fucking worry about a gym.
Internet access?
Don't worry about a gym. There's no damn internet. You know, just...
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, y'all, there go the pants. Oh, dear Gussie. We may have... We are going to have a... We are going to have a picture of this. It's going to be posted to...
Somewhere.
To you. We'll do it to your Bathroom Chronicles.
Okay.
Okay? In Big Fatty's room. Right. So, y'all, if you follow Michael Brandon on the Twitty, you can find his Bathroom Chronicles of him sitting in Big Fatty's room in his underpants. And they'll be off soon enough, too. But anyway...
What is that in your window?
That's not you. But y'all, I have been promised. I have been promised that there will be a package coming to the Fat Cave once I get back to Upchuck. But anyway, so finally, Michael took off the cell phone and ate a lot of Southern food and
delicious.
Decided, you know what? I think I found a family here, and he keeps coming back,
yep.
And we love him for it.
Yep.
So, but now the life of Michael Brandon and in the movies and in the spotlights and all that kind of stuff comes with a downside as well. And I think you want to tell a little bit about that. Maybe not all the gory details, but at least,
you know, the downside is there's a lot of pressure.
Right. Somebody's flashing us outside the window with some sort of light. Okay?
You know, being Michael Brandon isn't, I mean, I love being Michael Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Brandon rocks.
Mm-hmm.
I love, you know what I mean? But there's, you know, pressure and, you know, I was helping build Raging Stallion. That was back, you know, I bought into Raging Stallion. I was one of the partners in Raging Stallion and
right.
Building that company and keeping Michael Brandon afloat and taking on I Got a Lover.
Right.
Got some, you know, some pussies or some kittens.
Right.
Some, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it was like the whole house full, you know,
right.
Household thing and all that kind of good stuff. And, you know, I have an addiction problem. I have a drug problem.
Okay.
And, you know, before I became, really became Michael Brandon, I had a really bad battle with speed. Then I got into recovery and I, you know, built Michael Brandon. You know, 8 years in recovery and then back in 07, August of 07, sure enough, life showed up and I hit a wall and I relapsed.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm back.
Yes, he is, y'all.
I'm back. I think being as humble about what I'm about to say that I can be, shameless self-promotion, I'm looking better than I've ever fucking looked.
I will... Oh, Lord. There go the underpants, y'all. I guarantee... Y'all, it is lovely. It is lovely sitting here. And y'all, I'm getting a private show. Y'all wanna... And,
a private show? Your window's open.
Well, okay. But you've beat the bad stuff right
on a daily
now.
Basis.
You beat
Absolutely.
It today.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly, yes.
And you have confidence that you'll beat it tomorrow also.
I have to be honest with you, and getting serious again, you know, there was a lot of partying going on today.
And let's explain what partying means here.
The horror.
The drinking.
The drinking.
Okay,
yes.
Not
No, just the drinking.
Right, yeah. Right.
But that's what actually took me back to the speed.
Oh, okay.
You know, back in 07, I was actually traveling on business, and Marcos was at home, and, you know, things just weren't right, you know, and I was feeling lonely, and I saddled up to the bar to get my usual Red Bull before I go on stage, and I said, the bartender said, Michael, what can I get you? And I said, a shot of Southern Comfort and a Coke back. And I looked up in the air, and, you know, a matter of 5 seconds went by, and it processed, and I said, oh, I could handle it. I said, yeah, a shot of Southern Comfort and Coke back. Well, 2 months later, I had a needle in my arm, and I was off to the races with back on my speed addiction. So,
now, let me explain to everybody that Michael wants to talk about this.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And we chatted before he came into my room and took all of his clothes off. And
where's the loo?
It's over there. Okay. So, but, God. Anyway, but Michael wants to talk about this, and it's part of the Michael Brandon story.
Yes.
There's good times and there's bad times.
Yes.
And hopefully, the Mr. SECC leather contest this weekend was a good time.
It was a good time. It was very nice to come back into the leather fold and come back into the Southern. You know, for years you guys have wanted to just pour Southern hospitality on me, and you have. But, I mean, let's be honest, I didn't, you know, take you up on the security guard, you know, and I didn't take you up on the, you know, have somebody bring me my coffee and all that kind of good stuff, you know. But this year, I actually told myself that, you know what, it's been a rough couple years, and I'm really looking forward to having some people wait on me while I was here. And it happened.
Okay.
As you saw.
Yes, I did, Michael. And we won't mention any names, but he was cute.
He was cute.
Is that the one that was playing? Now, y'all, there was a tweety earlier today about Michael going to the T-Bone Steakhouse, and there was a cute boy sitting across from him that was playing footsie with him. That was him?
That was him.
Ooh, Lordy, he was in this room a little bit earlier today, and
I wined him and dined him, then
he made Big Fatty happy earlier today, too. Sorry, you got sloppy seconds after me.
Did you hear that?
Michael Brandon got sloppy seconds after Big Fatty. How about that? Oh, Lord. And y'all, I want to tell another story on Michael today. There's a tradition of pinning that goes on at leather events, and you have friendship pins, and you pin people Texas style, where you get on your knees and you unzip their pants and you pull out their personalities, and then you put a friendship pin in their fly, and you entertain their personalities while you're trying to put the friendship pin on there. Well, there was one of the judges that was here this weekend, and he handed me the pin, and I said, don't fucking put it in my hand. Do it the right way. You're in the South. So he got down on his knees, and he's speaking to my personality, and I look over my right shoulder, and guess who's standing there? Michael Brandon. And in Michael Brandon's hand, he's got the same pen, and he's going, what the fuck?
Where's mine?
Yeah. And so all of a sudden, I'm going to tell you
the
something.
The line formed at the rear.
You made his day. So
he came to me later when he, yeah, he came to me later and was proposing marriage.
Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, Lord. So
he's proposing marriage to the monster, really. He wasn't really proposing marriage to me.
Now, Michael, it's really hot in here, isn't it?
It is very warm.
It's very hot in here. And y'all, I'm telling you, this was my plan all along, and it has worked. Let's get this picture here now. So what have I got here that will prove that you're in my room? Here, you can hold my iPhone while I take your picture with your iPhone, and you'll
tag me on it.
Do what?
You're gonna tag me on the.
I don't know what the fuck that means. I don't use the computers or the cell phone, so you know. Anyway, all right. Now, what I'm gonna do is
I think you should just get on your knees and. Friendship pin me and...
Well, except you don't have any clothes on. You don't want me to pin
Monster.
Well,
then we'll just do the first part of it.
Okay, well, I can do that too.
So, are we allowed to post that on Twitter?
I don't know, are you?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Anyway, all right, y'all, you're going to want to go to the Twitter, and we're going to give you the address a little bit later on. Now, y'all, I've not done this to... I've
This is our first. We are virgins to this.
We are. I'm about to lose my virginity. No, excuse me. Michael Brandon's about to lose his virginity to Big Fatty. How's that? So, all right, we're getting it ready, y'all. Woo. It's getting ready, all right.
Happening now.
But y'all, we had a lovely weekend this weekend. It snowed. It fucking snowed.
Sure did.
And we got, what, about 4 inches?
At least.
I know you don't understand the concept of 4 inches, but you know.
I've done 4 inches before.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay. We're good. Okay. He's still playing with his phone.
While you're playing
while
with
I'm
my
playing
personality.
His personality.
Take photo, so. It says.
Okay.
Are we ready?
All right, we're ready. All right, here we go.
Happening now.
Am I opening my mouth on
you
this?
You are, okay. Absolutely. We got it.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. If I'm going to lose my virginity, I'm going to get a good deep thing
did
on
there. Did it taste like the boy that was in here earlier?
It did.
It should.
Yes. Woo! Dear Gussie, y'all, this... Oh! Dear Lord. Okay. Bathroom Chronicles. Big Fatty does Michael Brandon. So, y'all, I'm telling you, if you're not following Michael Brandon on the Twitty... you will be now. So, although you may, how far back to the
yeah,
the
we should we do this to do this tomorrow when you post
okay? Well, this will post at 1:30 in the morning, so maybe you can post it around noon. Noon, all right, y'all. Noon on today, Monday, the 15th of February. Michael Brandon is going to post the picture of him losing his virginity to Big Fatty. So, how about that?
Pacific Coast, or no,
Eastern Coast. Eastern Standard Time.
Right before I get on the plane.
Right. It's the Eastern time zone, which, of course, is the only time zone that matters, because I natter. So, and Michael's looking at me like, what the fuck are you talking about? So, but anyway, but y'all, Michael and I were kind of MCs for the weekend, yep. And we had a great contest, a lot of fun people, and... Any comments that you have about the weekend?
The weekend was really, really fun. I really enjoyed it. I think that everybody really enjoyed it. You know, all the contestants really got into it. We raised more money today for the SECC.
Right.
Travel fund than I guess you guys did last year.
We raised about $2,100 last year, and this year it was almost $3,200.
That's right. That's right.
So plus.
Those boys did a really good job this year.
And we had four fewer contestants.
Oh, is that right?
Right. We had 10
last
year.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and 6 this year. So they were earning their money.
Awesome.
So
I want to give a shout out to Trident Knights.
Yes.
Love you guys. Thank you so much for having me back.
We love you too.
I'm looking forward to August.
And y'all, Michael is coming to our big horror weekend, anniversary weekend. In August, and I'll tell you more about that as the time gets closer. So those of you who are all jealous that I'm here... Well, that Michael's here in my room with his clothes off. Come see him in August, y'all. Make your plans now. It's only 6 fucking months away. They ought to have plenty
plan
of time.
Now.
Right.
That's right.
You've already made your plans.
It's already booked.
So, anyway. All right, Michael. To close out today, tell folks how they can follow their newest favorite adult entertainer.
Michael_Brandon. At, what is it, twitter.com, what is it, Twitter?
I don't fucking know.
Just look under, for the Twitter account, it's Michael_Brandon.
Okay.
And then Facebook, it's also Michael_Brandon.
Okay. And if
XXX,
they want
to... michaelbrandon.com is my website.
And no www is required on that, right?
It'll just default.
That's one of those things that Big Fatty talks about, so you know. Anyway.
www.
And your personal cell phone number is...
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Anyway. But y'all, Michael, thank you so much for being with us and for losing your virginity with me today. And...
Noon Eastern time,
right.
Don't forget.
I won't forget.
Well,
trust me, I won't forget this for a long, long time. And Big Ricky, will you remember this also?
Fuck me! Hate that. Now I feel stupid.
See you later.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.